there's a massive issue in terms of the route that the tourist takes in Ireland. I mean, many, many tourists start off at Dublin, arrive at Dublin Airport, head for the Ring of Kerry, maybe go up as far as Westport and head back to Dublin. So there's a triangle there that is in existence, and what we have to try and do north of that triangle is, in conjunction with Ulster, is to try to drive this agenda that it's not just a six-county tourism product, but to look at the possibility of an Ulster product, whereby we have to try and attract a percentage of the 500,000 tourists that go to the Giant's Causeway in County Antrim every year, and try to get them to traverse across the border, across the McGilligan Greencastle ferry, and into our own county, and try to draw up that sort of tourism path.
The only problem is, in terms of tourism, you've got an agency in Northern Ireland that has bigger resources and is looking to keep visitors there, versus one in the south, and you also have two separate job creation agencies. I mean, are you not trying to seek cooperation where competition exists?
Well, I mean, look, competition from a business point of view is seen as a positive, and competition has always been seen to be a positive, even bringing in the constraints of the currency exchange and also the different taxation regimes. But what you also need to do is to look at where the competition is hurting. At the border is seen as a constant obstacle in terms of investment. What we have to do within the political framework is to try and see it as an opportunity, and also to attract the only positive that's happening at the moment in terms of job creation, and that's in the foreign direct investment.